And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the physicist who said, "Why is it that nobody understands me and everybody likes me?" Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879. As a child, slow to talk. Later, his grades weren't very good. Graduated, had a hard time finding a job. Finally, went to work at the Swiss Patent Office in Bern, where he reviewed applications of inventions to see if they were worthy of receiving patents, which was easy work for him. He got a day's work done in just a few hours, which left him the rest of the day to pursue his own scientific ideas. He kept all his notes and theories in the second drawer of his desk, which he called his theoretical physics department. He called the patent office that worldly cloister where I hatched my most beautiful ideas. In 1905, still working as a patent clerk, Einstein published four papers that changed the field of physics, including his paper about special relativity with the equation E equals mc squared. Einstein said, "All of science is nothing more than the refinement of everyday thinking." It was on this day, 1939, John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath was published, the story of the Joad family, migrants who left the Dust Bowl to find work on the farms of California. It's the birthday of the bookseller and publisher Sylvia Beach, Baltimore, 1887, who opened a bookstore on the left bank of Paris called Shakespeare and Company, which became the headquarters of the expatriate writers in Paris, Gertrude Stein, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, James Joyce. Sylvia Beach met Joyce in 1920. Just as he was finishing Ulysses, he couldn't get it published because all the big presses thought it was obscene. So she offered to publish it for him, even though she'd never published a book before. To fund the project, she got people to subscribe in advance, brought it out on Joyce's birthday, February 2, 1922. Ernest Hemingway wrote about Sylvia Beach, "Sylvia had pretty legs, and she was kind, cheerful, and interested, and loved to make jokes and gossip. No one that I ever knew was nicer to me." During the Nazi occupation of Paris, a German officer wanted to buy a copy of a book that was in the shop window. Sylvia refused to sell it to him, so she had to take her books into hiding. She had employed an 18-year-old Jewish girl as her assistant, and for that Sylvia was sent to an internment camp for 6 months. After her release, she did not have the heart to reopen her bookstore. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, Winter Spring. Winter is black and beige down here from drought. Suddenly in March, there's a good rain, and in a couple of weeks we are enveloped in green. Green everywhere, in the mesquites, oaks, cottonwoods, the bowers of thick willow bushes, the warblers love for reasons of food, or the branches, the tiny aphids they eat with relish. Each year, it is a surprise that the world can turn green again. It is the grandest surprise in life, the birds coming back from the south to my open arms, which they fly past, aiming at the feeders. Winter Spring, a poem by Jim Harrison from Dead Man's Float, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.